is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Boy, where do we start today? First of all, Lightning could have wrapped. They did not. Series win denied. So the Lightning come back to Tampa. What is it? Tomorrow night. So Wednesday night, game six back here at Amalie on Wednesday after the Panthers denied the Lightning a win last night, 4-1. And again, this is only round one of 1,200 rounds of postseason hockey play.
All right. I watched the first period.
Yep.
And the Lightning were up 1-0. And I stood up, stretched, and said, you can put this one in bed.
Yeah, well.
1-0.
1-0.
Yeah, not
cheating. End of the first period, it's over.
Not so much.
Betting.
Yeah, not so much. I saw the coach was talking about the penalties killed them is what it was. All right, welcome to the MJ Morning Show, folks. I am MJ with Fester and Roxanne and Froggy over there. Roxanne, you're going to be on the hot seat today with one particular item. Now, did you hear my morning show teaser by any chance?
You know, I happened to hear that yesterday. Yeah. I was driving. Yeah. I was a little bit intrigued by that. Yeah, you had a friend call you and saw me?
Well, I'm not going to give too much away, but Roxanne has been outed.
Uh-oh.
I believe this to be accurate.
It's accurate.
There was enough information. Hey, Coop, do you have the promo? Can you play the promo quickly here? Do you have it? All right, go ahead. And
I have it on really good authority that Roxanne's kids were absolute monsters in a restaurant. We'll tell the story tomorrow morning on the...
All right, so there it is. That was the promo that I cut at the end of yesterday's show to run today. Roxanne Kids Monsters. So
how do you know that?
Well, because somebody tipped me off. They recognized you and watched the horror unfold.
Well, tell them to get in line. A lot of people watch the horror unfold.
Is this accurate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. All righty.
Oh, jeez.
Yepers. So Roxanne will be dealing with this morning. All right, hang on. We're just getting started. It is a busy Tuesday. It's the MJ Morning Show. And we're back in minutes. Also, full details on the Show Us Your MJ contest. Man, someone put up like a 120-foot sign along I-4 that the MJ Morning Show is back. Hold on, details. More on to the news. The early edition coming up. We're loaded. Back in minutes, MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Froggy, I don't think we're going to end up doing... Where'd Froggy go?
He's hustling back. Here he comes.
Hey, Froggy, you just got to be here when we open the microphones, please.
Sorry.
What are you doing now?
I was still trying to figure out... I was looking at how to restore my Instagram account, and they said go to a desktop computer.
Hold on. But you started a new Instagram account yesterday.
I know, but I only have like 100... I need my old one. Yeah, why do people hack me? Yeah, why do you mess with me?
First of all, I doubt you were hacked.
No, he probably was. The Russians are really have their they've had Come their on. Eye on Froggy for a while.
It's a phishing attack, and that's phishing with a PH. I just learned that yesterday.
You don't have good passwords.
I got
how
phished.
Are you got oh dude, you fell for phishing?
I think it was so my illegal fight stream.
Hold on a minute. You're a crazed fisherman. You fish all day long, and that's F-I-S-H.
Yes.
And then you got scammed with a P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G attack.
I got hooked like a big mouth bass. It sucks, really.
What did they send you that you fell for? Which email did you allow them to climb into your Instagram?
They sent me a fake Instagram where I thought I was logging into Instagram, and I gave them my password.
Do you ever look at the emails?
I was pissed.
No, it's fished.
No, he was pissed. Pahished.
I was pahished. Right. And now I don't know what to do.
For those that do not know the story, we spent a little bit of time on this yesterday. Froggy was locked out of his Instagram account because we knew he was hacked. And now, Froggy, you fell for an email that was sent to you that was not really from Instagram?
Yes.
Right. Do you know what one of the best telltale signs is?
What's that?
When you get an email, which, first of all, every email ought to trigger some degree of suspicion unless you instantly know who it is, where it came from. Dude,
I open immediately. I don't care it is.
Hold on. You can open emails. But
attachment open.
You don't want to click on attachments or provide information. If you would have just looked at the email header and saw where the email came from, chances are, if you looked at the name and the @, and then the domain, that it came from nothing remotely close to Instagram.
And if you get an email that says something good happened and you're not expecting it,
yes,
it's a lie.
Okay. I never get emails that say anything good happens,
You know what's amazing is that we've been now with the Beasley Media Group for 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
I think coming up on June 5th will be 8 months that we've relaunched the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
Wow.
The corporate IT department and web and internet security, they have these goofy little modules, we got to watch these videos. You keep getting nagged. And the IT department here at Beasley Media Group, which, listen, this is their gig. I get it. I understand. I'm being a little dramatic here.
They're really informative.
But
I enjoy them.
They send out these little training modules, it seems like every couple of weeks, and you've got to watch a video, then answer a question about internet, email, web security, trying to keep the corporate internet and IT structure safe. So, Froggy, are you taking these modules? Are you watching these videos? Because it doesn't sound like you're watching Jack.
What videos are these now?
Exactly.
Yeah, you haven't seen them. Character, he's like the Nimrod who screws everything up and sends secret files to other companies. His name is Doug. It always makes you laugh.
Yeah.
MJ, thinking back, I think it might have something to do with all my illegal fights I've been stealing. All those streams I've been sending you guys that you won't open because it's
every time there's a UFC fight or an MMA fight or something big that usually you have to pay like $60 bucks to get your house.
Froggy sends us some link to be able to watch crap for free, and I don't open up anything. If I get an email from you that has anything to do with that, I hit the trash can. I totally delete because, you know what, you're reckless. Have you done any of the first of all, do you have corporate email here?
Wait a minute. Are you guys serious about this training thing?
Wait a minute. You have not taken any of the training emails and watched the videos and answered the question?
There's videos that I have to answer?
Oh, my God.
Last time I had to do that, I was learning how to bag at Publix. Why do I have to do that here?
Listen to me. If you would have watched the Beasley Media Group training videos, then
don't steal UFC fights.
Hold on. No. Personally, you probably wouldn't have been hacked, and you probably wouldn't have fallen for a phishing scam and gotten locked out of your Instagram account.
It's phishing. Okay. This sucks, man.
My God, you are a disaster.
I will figure this out. Mark my words.
All right, folks, if I'm going to give you one tip this morning, and I'm sure most of you listening are savvy enough computer-wise, you know when something is suspicious. You know, hey, how about the fact when you get an email from a bank about you have an account problem and you don't even bank with that bank? Do you even recognize that?
Wait a minute. Oh, crap.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, God.
You get emails from a bank. Yeah, your account has been shut down. Your account's been temporarily suspended. And it comes from like Chase or Wells Fargo or Bank of America. And it's like, I don't have a Chase account. I don't have a Wells Fargo account. I don't have a bank. Delete.
You're not supposed to put your social in there.
Oh, stop. Oops.
Jack wagon.
All right.
Oopsie.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Morons of the News right here.
Oh.
This is the early morning Morons of the News edition with Froggy here on Q105. Holy crap a moly. My God. All right, Roxanne, you're not off the hook. We'll get to it later
on. Oh, great. Yeah.
Roxanne's kids were spotted. Roxanne's kids were monsters in a local restaurant. I was tipped off with the details. I'm going to let Roxanne have a chance to come clean. And that'll happen later on. But first, next, the early morons in the news. I don't know if we can top Froggy right now, folks.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, so early morons in the news. One of these items I've had, like, in the pile since last week, and the issue is there are so many good idiot stories. There are so many good morons in the news stories that I cannot get to them all. And this one happens to be from last week, but it's great, but I had other great stories that we got to first. South Carolina man accused of tossing bucket of urine at girlfriend.
Whoa. It's just a...
Yeah, this is from my morons pile from last, like, Tuesday. Like a week ago.
A bucket?
Police say that Fred Funny...
Oh, come on. Is he a host of a morning show?
Good morning. It's the Fred Funny Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
There's a duck. Quack, quack. Time to get funny in the morning with Fred Funny.
What's Fred Funny time?
Fred Funny time, 6:28 in the morning.
Well, I couldn't hear that. What was that?
Fred Funny time is 6:28 in the morning.
Was that 6:28 in the morning?
Yeah, give me the quack, quack. I get the time. There you go. Every time I get the time, you get the quack. Quack, quack. Oh, look, it just changed 6:29 in the morning. 31 minutes until 7. Sidekick Turtle. Hey. I got my Sidekick Turtle here.
All right. Hey, Fred. How you doing? It's the Fred Funny Morning Show. I'm Turtle.
How would you pronounce this guy's name? It's last name is spelled F-U-N-N-Y-E.
Oh, it's funny.
F-U-N-N-Y-E. I've never seen this name in my life. Fred Funny became drunk with a neighbor and then allegedly soaked his girlfriend with a bucket that he used to relieve himself.
Wow. Fred.
Now,
nothing's funny about that, Fred.
Fred can't go to the toilet?
That's not funny at all.
Now, Fred in South Carolina, does he have indoor plumbing or relies on a bucket? Or we've heard about these stories about these gamers that won't get up from their... You've heard of these stories.
Oh, yeah.
Gamers that won't get up from their seat. They're in these, like, the marathon gaming sessions. They've got their joystick in their hand. They're glued to their monitors. And they're playing video games for 8, 10, 12 hours straight. And they won't get up. So they actually go to the bathroom in their gaming chair. And they've got, like, bags and buckets. I don't know if this is the case.
MJ, I might have to do that. I have a 12-hour race this weekend where I'm split with another guy. I'm doing 6 hours. I might have to do that this weekend.
All right, South Carolina, man. Arrested for allegedly tossing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend during an argument. This is last week. Oh. Fred Funny, F-U-N-N-Y-E, 61, allegedly attacked the victim at the couple's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina apartment after a night of drinking.
All right, so he probably had indoor plumbing at Myrtle Beach.
It appears that way.
I was going back and forth because South Carolina is one of those trick states where they could or couldn't have indoor plumbing.
That's true.
This guy, Fred Funny, is 61. His girlfriend, anybody want to guess how old his girlfriend is?
This is a trick question.
Anybody want to guess? Let's all guess. How old is Fred Funny's girlfriend?
23.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess, but incorrect.
32.
Roxanne, 32 is your guess?
Yes.
That's pretty good. Fessa, how old is Fred Funny's girlfriend?
I would think 45.
Coop, you want into the action? How old is Fred Funny's girlfriend?
I'm going the other way, 84.
No.
It's too high.
I just said Froggy at 23 was close.
84.
Yes, it's me.
27 years old.
Okay.
How does a 61-year-old guy that has the propensity to throw buckets of urine at people, how does he have a 27-year-old girlfriend?
That guy's a closer, man. He must have taken some Tony Robbins courses or something.
All right, so the cops, they respond, and they noted that the girlfriend's clothing was drenched in urine.
Oh,
I got one thing to say to Fred Funny. You're in trouble.
Is he?
It's like an old Harlem Globetrotters. Hey, we got confetti in the bucket.
Oh, wait, it's the wrong bucket.
You know, I haven't told you guys the thing about urine, right? Have I told you that if you're ever on a deserted island, you can drink the first pass to survive?
Oh,
we know.
Really, Roxanne?
Yeah.
You have to bring that up.
So it's not that dangerous.
And guess what?
You can
make a friend with a volleyball if it also washes up from the FedEx crash.
Oh, you can make a very good friend with a volleyball.
They have a straw, actually, that you can turn your urine into water. It's like a special straw.
Anyway, Fred Funny was initially passed out when the cops arrived.
Who says it funny?
When the police finally woke him up from his drunken slumber, he denied throwing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend. He was charged with domestic violence. The couple had been dating for 4 years, so she was 23, actually, when they met.
Fred Funny must be hot.
Yeah, the cops, when they're waking him up, Mr. Funny, Mr. Hysterical.
Well, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Funnye. It's got to be funny, right?
It's Funnye. French.
Funnye. He threw it at her in her while they were in his apartment.
Yeah.
Was it like an outdoor spray?
I have no idea.
I got it on my bed. Darn it. I meant just to hit you, babe.
In your apartment, you throw a bucket of urine at somebody? I mean, come on.
Very Gallagher of you.
I need some Funyuns.
And then he smashed a watermelon with a sledgehammer. All right.
That smell's going to take a long way to get time to get out of the house.
Oh, my God. All right, listen to this. Morons in the news. Woman admits to selling drugs in the McDonald's drive-thru, and then the drugs she sold caused an overdose.
Ooh.
My God. Beckley, West Virginia.
Mm.
Woman pleaded guilty to dealing a deadly dose. Jimmy Duncan pleaded guilty to drug delivery, resulting in death. She reportedly sold Eric Black drugs through the Leicester Square, West Virginia McDonald's drive-thru. This is back in November of 19. Well, that's back when the COVID virus probably was ticking around in possibly a lab leak. You saw the latest on that, right?
Oh, I've been keeping up with that, yeah.
Yeah, the new report came out over the weekend from the Wall Street Journal that they claim that three lab workers at that Wuhan, China lab got sick back in November 2019, which would seem to be that it could have been a lab issue, which has never been out of the question. Anyway, this is idiotic. I mean, you know, we've had a rash of these stories lately of fast food workers dealing drugs from their employers' drive-through windows.
Does the story go into any detail as to what the secret order was? So the person in the McDonald's knew what they wanted to buy drugs?
You know what? That has been something over the years where it's a known quantity that you can go to a drive-thru at a fast food place to buy drugs, but there was like a code. You ordered some kind of special item, which was code for you're there to buy drugs.
Now, did they remember the popcorn lady at the movie theater putting the meth in the popcorn?
Oh, that was like last week.
Yeah.
A manager at some movie theater, was that Wisconsin? She was selling coke. She was selling cocaine in the buckets of popcorn. You'd like eat your popcorn. It was like a Cracker Jack thing, but instead of getting some little plastic, plastic Tic Tac or instead of getting some plastic knickknack or like some kind of little arm tattoo transfer thing in a box of cracker, she was selling cocaine in the bottom of the popcorn bags and buckets.
If it was in a Cracker Jack box, it would be crack in the Cracker Jack box.
Imagine if the pastor was really stupid and doesn't, like, she's pulling up to McDonald's and he's like, extra anchovies, please. They're like, what?
I don't think they have extra anchovies.
That's the password.
I know. I
like a double cheeseburger with no cheese or burger.
Well, I mean, what's the password?
Do they put it in Happy Meal?
I just would like a sesame seed bun, please. That's all I want. Nothing on it. Just
guy wants crack. Guy just, wants crack.
Just the sesame seed. All right, so here's the rest of the story. Lab results proved that they were, this individual was selling, you know, codeine, morphine, and even stronger drugs, stronger than heroin. Assistant prosecuting attorney Josh Thompson spoke with 59 News in West Virginia. Even users that are selling have to be held responsible for their actions. When you deliver something as possible, the name of the drug was carfentanil. Carfentanil, which sounds like it's some kind of variation of fentanyl.
It's fentanyl, but you get it in a drive-through in your car.
In your car.
I'd like a carfentanil McFlurry.
That's a good point there, Rox. Carfentanil. It is carfentanil. You're in your car and you're ordering fentanyl. It's carfentanil. It's more, it's one, this carfentanil is 100 times more powerful than fentanyl.
Oh,
which is already,
goodness.
Fentanyl's 50 times more powerful than heroin.
Isn't fentanyl what people drop dead on all the time?
Here's the deal. The McDonald's employee sells the drugs at the drive-thru. The victim then goes inside the McDonald's to use the drugs in the bathroom and then overdosed and died. I guess you put out that little white caution thing. I'm sorry, the yellow. The yellow stand-up caution?
Don't slip.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, caution. Drug overdose in the bathroom. Anyway, this individual, this Duncan, this woman, faces 3 to 15 years in prison. Sentencing is in August.
Usually it's like little bags of weed selling
is that
through drive-thrus.
Unflippin' believable.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Yeah, I've got the pizza story. Of course I've got the pizza story. But listen, I told you, every day we're just swamped with morons in the news. Yeah, Festo, I'll get to the pizza story. Folks, we're just having a conversation here in the studio. And this is sort of a follow-up from yesterday. Fester had a birthday over the weekend. Went out to dinner with the family on Sunday, and now a question has arisen regarding that. But also, Fester brought in the Tom Cruise white chocolate coconut bundt cake that Roxanne surprised Fester with as a gift. It arrived on Saturday. Now, let me take you back just a couple of months. I'll take you back to before Christmas. Somehow we had a story about Tom Cruise. And of course, you know, Tom Cruise has got the Scientology thing going on here in the Tampa Bay area. So he's sort of in and out of town, you know, quite a bit when he's not, you know, screaming at, you know, people on a COVID sensitive moving set over in London. But Tom Cruise, the story was that he gives people on his Christmas gift list a delicious cake every year, and it's from a bakery called Doane's out in Woodland Hills, California, and they're famous for this white chocolate coconut bundt cake, which is supposed to be fantastic. Well, that's what we had heard last fall, and we tried to order one before we went on Christmas vacation. This is like early December. Somehow, do you remember how we stumbled upon the story about the highly sought after gift that Tom Cruise sends all his friends?
You know, it was a Christmas article, and I see something from December 15th of 2020. It says how Tom Cruise orders over 100 of them every year and sends them to associates and friends. And
right. It's a white chocolate coconut bundt cake. And we saw this thing, and we tried to order one, and sorry, sold out. Completely sold out. Turns out that Roxanne remembered this, and the cake, did it really just become available again?
I kept looking at it because, I mean, as soon as I read about that, I was like, ooh, that needs to be on my radar. And I kept checking, and it took a while for it to come back.
So Roxanne sent the cake to Fester for his birthday. It arrived, surprise, on Saturday. Fester said it was the most delicious thing he's ever had in his life. Fester brought in slices for all of us yesterday, which we enjoyed on the air. And yes, I can confirm. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had. It was fantastic.
It's pretty good. It's really good.
Let me tell you what else has just arisen here, folks. Fester was just talking about how he had his birthday at Ford's Garage, which you guys love Ford's Garage.
I love that place.
Yep. I happen to know that the guy running the company now, Steve, really good guy, and he's doing great things with Ford's Garage. So you'll see even better thing. If you like Ford's Garage now, wait till, you know, the Steve puts all kinds of new things in the hopper at Ford's Garage. Anyway, so Fester just brought up
How old is too old to have the waitstaff sing you happy birthday at a restaurant?
Oh, no, Fester.
There's no age on this.
Is there?
It doesn't matter if you're 89 years old. It's okay for the wait staff to wish you happy birthday and sing happy birthday to. Now, which one do they do? Do they do like a special version?
You can't do happy birthday to you. It's illegal.
Yeah, I think like the happy birthday to you one, the one that everybody knows is
you'll
like
get sued.
Yeah, I mean, the birthday police will come after you.
Can you give me a full report on that next? All right, hold on a minute. I want to pick up with this. I want to continue with, it's not a thing that you're too old to have the waiters sing happy birthday to you at a restaurant. But also, what's the legality of singing the happy birthday?
Don't do it!
No, didn't they go into public domain? All right, hold on. I need a full report. Fester, I want a full report on the legality of singing happy birthday in a commercial establishment. I want that next on the MJ Morning Show. And yes, I'll do one more early moron in the news. The pizza story. You gotta hear this next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ here with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. 6:55, it's Tuesday morning, and it's not any old morning. It's a Tuesday, and of course that means it's PDQ's day. We're giving away a $100 PDQ gift card this morning. Plus, PDQ's bringing food by today. It's a double whammy PDQ's day. All right, but $100 PDQ gift card. Keep listening all morning. I'll tell you exactly when to call in. All right, finishing up on happy birthday. If you're just joining us, Fester had a birthday over the weekend, and Roxanne got Fester a delicious cake. It's the Tom Cruise famous cake. By the way, I was just noticing a text that was sent yesterday on the Q105 text line. And, of course, you can call us up at any time. Whatever we're talking about, if you have something to add, if you've got hot gossip, if you've got a tip for the show, you got some content for us, you can always call us at 800-990-1047. Also, that number is good to text us, so you can send us a text message. Someone sent a text message yesterday that says, don't know how good it is, but you can try making the Tom Cruise cake yourself with this recipe. And then there's a link for the Tom Cruise white chocolate coconut bundt cake. And, you know, if you go online, all kinds of famous items that, let's say, are signature items at restaurants, there are these so-called hacks all over the internet.
Yeah, copycat recipes.
Yeah, how to make a facsimile of or a copycat of like a famous item that would be at a restaurant.
And it never works out.
You know what? In many, like for instance, or not just the restaurant, but also how to make your own Twinkies at home. I've seen that one. And so Froggy just said they never work out. They're never as good as...
Well, you never have enough formaldehyde to make the Twinkies.
My friend had a party, and he's like, guess what, guys? I made a blooming onion. Tasted like butt. It was a butt onion.
So they were trying to copy. They were trying to copy the blooming onion.
I'm like, this is horrible. It looks horrible. It tastes horrible.
From Outback Steakhouse, and they were not able to copy it very well. All right. So there are tons of these copycat recipes. So someone sent me a text. Hey, here's a copycat recipe for the famous cake that Tom Cruise sends everyone for Christmas. So we then morph into Fester then brings up that he was at Ford's Garage, which you're a huge Ford's Garage fan.
It's one of my family's favorite places, really.
And Roxanne, you love Ford's Garage as well.
You know how I feel about, you know, vegan burgers, not a fan, but I will eat a Ford's Garage vegan burgers. They're good.
And I mentioned a buddy of mine, Steve, recently took over as like the CEO of the company. So he's doing great things with Ford's Garage. So the wait staff, they were singing Fester happy birthday, and then Fester just brought up a couple of segments ago during the commercial, hey, you know, they sang me happy birthday on Sunday, and aren't I a little too old for this? And no, the answer is you're never too old to have the staff sing you happy birthday at a restaurant.
Unless you had a bib and a pointed hat on, then that you might be too old for that.
That's even more fun.
Yeah. And then I asked Fester, I said, hey, do some research on happy birthday. Because I asked Fester what version of happy birthday did they sing. And then Froggy chimed in, oh, you can't do that, you'll get sued. There was a time where Warner Chapel Music, they laid stake and claim to happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fester. Happy birthday to you. So Froggy's freaking out.
I just got a call from my lawyer.
Because Froggy has heard that you can't use that without paying a licensing fee. And that's why restaurants for so many years would have an alteration. They'd have a variation of the happy birthday song. And I was like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, here's the Ford's Garage version.
Okay.
Recorded live.
Whoa.
From my son's birthday in September.
All right, here we go. Roll it. Let me hear it.
Birthday today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yay. There we go. So that was from Ford's Garage back when?
That's my son's birthday back in September.
Oh, wow.
You guys really like that place.
So, Ford's Garage is the birthday place for our family. Kids love it.
I asked Fester to look up and research, because I thought that the copyright had expired and that you could do the traditional happy birthday now wherever. So, Fester, what did you find on Wikipedia?
So, it's in the public domain in Europe and the United States. It can be used for any private thing, but it can't be used for like for business purposes.
All right, so they can sing you traditional happy birthday in a restaurant.
But here's the thing. Happy birthday is kind of a drab song.
Yeah, all right, scroll all the way to the top.
All the way to the top.
Number one hit.
On Wikipedia, it says, happy birthday to you. The song is in the public domain in the United States and European Union. Warner Chapel Music had previously claimed copyright for the song in the U.S. and collected licensing fees for its use. In 2015, the copyright claim was declared invalid, and Warner Chapel agreed to pay back $14 million in happy birthday licensing fees.
What a scam by Warner Chapel for like decades.
Yep, it's our song.
Look at that. Hey, let me tell you what's not a scam. We are giving away a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. We're giving away $10,000 cash. We're giving away $5,000 cash. This is not one or the other. Folks, we are giving away all three prizes. We're giving away a brand new Kia Soul, 10 grand and 5 grand. All you have to do is show us your MJ, put up a sign around the Tampa Bay area. The whole area is your canvas. It could be your home, your business, off the side of the interstate. We hear there's a 120-foot-long banner off I-4 near Fenona-Sassa Road that says the MJ Morning Show is back. The only criteria is, well, make it good, and it just has to read the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and then you can do whatever other creativity you want. You want to win a new car? You want to win 10 grand in cash, second prize? You want to win 5 grand in cash, third prize? All the details are at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. The way to enter is on our website. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, the entry form is there. How to upload the picture to prove your amazing creation that the MJ Morning Show is back, and you can win a new car or all this cash. It is a simple deal. And, you know, they're popping up on cars and trucks that are driving around town. They're popping up on the side of roads, on houses. If you're a business, put up a nice marquee sign out front.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The pizza story, the soiled dog pad story, and then a feel-good story. It's about doing the right thing, and it's such a special time on the MJ Morning Show when I can try to tell a story about doing the right thing, which is something that I think Froggy and maybe even Fester from time to time can
maybe
learn about.
Yeah. Both of us are guilty.
Yeah, you've got that flipped.
Yes. And we'll get to this in just a moment here, the good story. Now, first, the not-so-good story. You know, anything that you throw at somebody could be considered a weapon. In this case, a pizza.
That is the most delicious weapon.
I can think of.
It would be, you know, if you were to think of weapons, you know, a gun, a knife, not quite as tasty as a delicious pizza.
But as far as a weapon, an edible weapon, a hot pizza would be pretty good to smash in someone's face. Right.
So, Fester, you've been bugging me all morning since before we started the show, and thank you for being in the studio actually a minute or so prior to the show opening today.
It was noted.
Thank you for not strolling in as we're beginning the program.
Probably once a week quota. Yeah.
But you've been pushing this pizza story all morning. Is there a reason why?
I'm kind of fascinated by it. I mean, you get into a fight, I guess it involves a father and his daughter, which, you know, and violence, which I don't support, but he reaches for a piece of pizza.
And, of course, it's a Florida story. I've got two Florida stories. Two Florida items that are not necessarily known as weapons, being used as weapons. Florida man, of course, struck his daughter in the face with a slice of pizza. He was arrested for a battery. And cops responded to a disturbance call at the Vero Beach home of the victim, a 20-year-old young woman. Cops show up, and she's got, like, tomato sauce all over the side of her face.
Pepperoni in her nose.
She got tomato sauce all over the left side of her face. And then the cops look down on the floor, and they can see the whole foyer area, the inside the door at her house, in her apartment. The whole floor is covered in pizza toppings. Like, what the hell is going on here?
If you're going to hit somebody, use the Supreme Pizza because it has the most toppings.
A lot of toppings.
The sausages are still hot.
Can you name all the toppings on a Supreme?
Well, it starts with the meats, and you have chopped meat, you have sausage, you have pepperoni, you have bacon on top of it, and then you go with
ham.
You go to veggies, you have pepper, you have onions. You have green pepper, red pepper, black olive.
You have Dr. Pepper.
Oh, look, that's what you wash it down with.
Just pour Dr. Pepper on the pizza.
Then if you really want to lose friends, you order a pizza with pineapple on it, which I'm not opposed to.
Thank you, Fester. Anyway, the victim, the 20-year-old victim, the daughter of this guy, said that her father, Tyler Warden, 41, came to her home to drop off pizza. When she told Warden that she was not feeling well and asked him to leave, he began arguing. The woman tried to close the front door, and allegedly he threw the pizza at his daughter's face. And it struck her in the face. That's why she had tomato sauce.
Well, you know what's super dangerous about that is you can touch the cheese and it can be like room temperature, but then underneath the cheese, the tomato sauce can still be bubbly hot.
Now, I'll tell you what.
Very dangerous.
My biggest fear is the cheese. You get molten cheese, it's like you got lava on the roof of your mouth. You can get some really, where the skin starts dangling from the roof of your mouth or that back area, back molar, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, you get lava pizza. Whew. Man, that's worse than sticking your tongue in that volcano in Iceland.
Yes, it would be worse than sticking your tongue in a volcano. This is really hot pizza.
I had to get a skin graft on my uvula because of an incident with pizza.
I'm so glad you pronounced that correctly.
That's the punching bag back there. So the lady, the 20-year-old, called 911. Cops showed up, questioned him. He admitted throwing the pizza at his daughter, but claimed that he thought the door was shut at the time. So he's claiming that he threw the pizza at what he thought was her door and not the daughter's face?
He's going to smash this against your door.
Cops detected a strong odor of alcohol. He was busted and has to stay away from his daughter. No contact with his daughter. Oh, the father's a chef, by the way. He works as a chef.
No contact with his daughter or pizza.
I guess throwing pizza. All right, the other thing here quickly, another Florida story. This one is right here in Clearwater. Ann Walsh, 60, attacked her 64-year-old better half inside the couple's Clearwater apartment. This happened on Thursday, arrested for domestic battery, took soiled dog pads and threw them at the victim.
What is going on with everybody throwing these things?
And also sprayed her boyfriend in the face with Windex.
Oh, give me a hot pizza to the face any day.
Oh, my God. So,
you're going to get anything better than Windex?
Dog pads and Windex in the face.
Bad for your skin.
Anyway, this lady, this Ann Walsh, has a history of domestic battery and prior arrests. So
Windex, clean the poop right off.
Yeah. All right. And then...
Here, clean up. Use the Windex.
And then Froggy... I do have a very nice story, which I need you to learn from.
Okay.
And I'll get to that next.
I'm excited.
Hold on to that thought. MJ Morning Show here on Q105. It's a learning experience.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Doing the right thing. Man, this is just, and folks, if you think this is going to have some sarcastic twist and I'm being facetious and I'm leading you astray, I assure you that that's not the case because that's not my style. I don't do that. What are you going, what are you giving me a thing over there for?
First of all, people use the word facetious, think they're so cool. Second of all,
all right, it's the, got Bassmaster over here. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. And this is really a good story. And then Fester is fascinated with something that he saw at work yesterday, so much so he took a picture. Hold on, get to that here in a second. Froggy, I'm looking at you because I would think that you would be the worst individual in this matter.
Well, I'm anxious to hear this.
A boy found an envelope with $5,000 in cash under the floor mat of his dad's newly purchased car. You're saying, what? You know, I've heard of cash back on cars. I've heard of rebates, but man, this is great.
See, sounds like a radio contest.
Find an envelope with cash underneath.
We one put of an the envelope in a certain car in the lot, and if you buy it.
They got the third prize for the show is your MJ.
My
five
goodness.
Grand, yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Happened in Indiana. Landon Melvin, 9-year-old kid, was cleaning his dad's car. First of all, I'm very impressed. A 9-year-old kid cleaning dad's new Chevy Suburban? Turns out that, and first of all, I've got a lot of questions here about the previous owner and now the new owner. The story just came out on this thing. They bought the car back in November, a used Chevy Suburban. So the kid is cleaning his dad's car and finds underneath one of the floor mats a package, an envelope. So he says, Dad, look what I found underneath one of the floor mats. My question is, they got the car last fall and they're first cleaning it now?
Sounds like Dad's got something going on.
All right, so
it sounds like it was a pretty messy car.
All right, so wait a sec.
Oh, where did that come from, son? I don't know.
So the kid is cleaning the car, finds an envelope underneath the floor mat in the car. They open the envelope up. The kid says, I took it and ran inside with it. I go upstairs with my dad. The husband then says, I called my wife. He says, hey, babe, you got to come check this out. They dump the envelope onto the bed and money falls out all over the bed. Inside the envelope, $5,000 in cash. And a whole bunch of checks. So apparently it was like a deposit that got lost from the previous owner. Now, this is where it gets really weird. In 2019, the family had driven to Florida for a cruise and forgot where they put the money.
Ugh. Oh, no.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that the original owners of the Chevy Suburban, they didn't clean their car out or vacuum or go under the floor mats for what? Almost 2 years, and then they sell the Chevy Suburban to this family, the Melvin family in Plainfield, Indiana, and they've had the car since last fall, and they just go to clean the car as well and lift up the mats and find this envelope underneath?
Every time you vacuum your car, you lift up the mat?
Of course.
Well, no, not the Melvins.
Just leave it.
Vacuum right over it.
Can you imagine how many French fries must be between the seats of the center console?
A supersized one.
Let me tell you about the Melvins. They go on a cruise ship. They have so much fun. They don't remember anything when they get back in their car.
It's not the Melvins' money. Right, now, it's the previous owner's money. Yeah.
Okay, the previous owner.
It's the Melvins' now.
Here is... No, it's not.
It should be.
No, it's... See, that's... Why? Why do you think I'm singling Froggy out?
Listen, the Melvins need to eat.
Well, this is where this has a nice, happy ending. Because the Melvin father says at no point did they ever think about keeping the money.
Wuss.
They... See, Froggy, this is why I'm directing this.
This is why the Melvins, you know, come on, Mr. Melvin, bring home the bag, bring home the bacon, do what you can.
This is why I'm directing the story at Froggy, because this is a lesson to be learned. Why don't you teach your kids this?
This is a finder's keeper's thing, MJ. It's not even devious.
No.
Listen, you buy a car, it's 6 months later, you find the caches, and...
Listen, my kids find that, they're getting a lesson in, you find a bag of cash, you keep it.
Months and months later, the Melvin family, teaching the 9-year-old son a really good lesson, they call the previous owner of the Chevy Suburban that they bought it from. Must have been just a used buyer-to-buyer sale or a seller-to-buyer sale.
Private sale.
That's what I'm trying to say. Private sale. They contact them to give them the money back.
What an idiot.
I see. That's why I'm doing this story.
Come on. Melvins, you're a dope.
Froggy, you're the dope. You just fell for a phishing scam, which I'll get to that in the next segment.
Yeah, okay, that's different.
You want to talk? No, it's not different. You want to talk about dopes? I'll expose you again in just a matter of minutes here.
There's not $5,000 on the line.
They call the family. The family that sold them the Suburban is extremely grateful. They return the money and some checks. I guess it was some type of deposit or something.
The checks aren't going to be valid now.
Well, sure. Checks can be valid for a year.
Get them reissued, yeah.
Yeah, or checks are good for a year.
If I was a Melvin's, I would have ripped those checks.
So wait a minute. The family that lost the money in their own vehicle, they gave the 9-year-old kid $1,000. So they gave the kid 1/5 of the money. I know Froggy's going to say, he could have had all $5,000 if he just would have shut his mouth.
Listen, you learn things in school, you learn things on the streets. Right.
And guess what? Froggy, the father taught this 9-year-old kid a fantastic lesson. To do the right thing, contact the previous owners. That money was not theirs. They had no idea what they did with it. You know what? The moral of the story here also is clean your freaking car.
Seriously.
And you never know what the heck. By the way, the Melvins, they then searched the entire car. I think they took door panels off looking for bags of coke and heroin, you know.
Listen, I mean, it's just...
What else is hidden in the vehicle?
The Melvins are a bunch of weenies.
Anything else we find, we're keeping.
They may be nice, but listen.
Will you stop it? They're not weenies. This is a great story. The kid, the father, they all did the right thing, and that kid is going to have a lifelong lesson, and your kid's going to end up like...
Rich.
You know, probably criminals. They're probably going to be... Your kid's going to be a Jew by the time they're 13
My
or 14.
My kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Luke, they're not mine.
Yeah, Luke will be a juvie.
Yeah, who's raising your kids?
For real?
Yeah.
I think it was a pool boys, actually. I don't have a pool, though.
All right. So, Froggy, please learn from this fabulous story. Would you please?
Very sweet.
Hey, Lightning, they dropped the game last night. Penalties. Penalties killed the Lightning last night. So 4-1 loss. That was game 5. They lost to the Panthers down in Sunrise. The Lightning head back to Amalie tomorrow night for game 6. And come on, Lightning, put this thing to bed. Round 1. Win the series at home tomorrow night. Hopefully that's going to be the deal.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is another learning experience here on the MJ Morning Show. And that is, you ask, who falls for phishing scams? You know, you ask yourself, you know, when a company gets hacked, or, for instance, the pipeline story with the Colonial Pipeline getting hacked and having that ransomware installed, a lot of times the entry point is an employee or lack security and letting in the enemy via clicking on a link or downloading something, getting tricked into thinking that this is a file you need to download. Or in Froggy's case, Froggy got locked out of his Instagram. Froggy's panicking, can't get to his Instagram, can't get signed on. It turns out that Froggy's like,
oh, well, I got an email from Instagram saying there was a problem with my account.
Well, it looked super official. I don't see how they could fake that.
Well,
they
fake everything.
The logo is there. That would be illegal.
Oh, my God.
You can't use the logo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, hackers in Belarus or outside of St. Petersburg, Russia, or in Kazakhstan. Yeah, they really care about legality and using the Instagram logo improperly.
Oh, so you're telling me as much as you love your Instagram and you get the email that says there's an issue with your Instagram account, click this link and log in ASAP, you wouldn't click it?
Froggy, the minute I get those, the first thing I think of, even if it's legitimate, the first thing I think of is scam. The first thing, whenever I get an email, like I said earlier, my favorites are when you get an email that says, there's a problem with your Wells Fargo bank account.
Oh, my God, log in.
I better log in and give them all my information. And
I wouldn't fall for the bank one.
Well, I don't have a Wells Fargo. I don't have, you know, I get these all the time. There's a problem with your Chase account. Your Bank of America account has been locked. Or you get, these are phishing scams. Froggy gets one from a fake Instagram. The first thing you do, Froggy, is you gotta, first of all, you have to check on the email where it came from. If you do a simple thing and
it said Instagram.
It didn't, trust me.
And there was like a Z at the end, I think.
Would you listen to yourself for a second?
Dude, I thought it was official and I thought there was an issue. I thought I was getting fished, so I had to log in and stop the phishing.
Anyway, the point here is you ask yourself, man, who falls for these hack attacks? Who falls for these phishing scams where people provide their personal information? They've got their bank accounts taken over. They're locked out of social media, whatever. I mean, from nuisance to really, really bad stuff happens here. Who falls for this? Oh, Froggy right next to me falls for this.
Sucks.
Dude, the first thing you got to do is you question everything. Your default, when you get an email regarding something with money or banking or an account or some business that you're associated with and there's a problem, the first thing, and even if somebody sends you a file, if you get an email with an attachment, hey, take a look at this. The first thing that should go through your mind is, what is the problem here? How is this thing going to destroy my computer? That ought to be the first thing. And then you look at the email, and typically, if it's coming from Instagram, it should be, if it's something official, it should be from an official email address. A lot of times, you look at where the email is sent from, and it has nothing to do. So at the @soandso.com, it has nothing to do with that company. It's some other completely different name. Froggy, you fell for,
I don't know if you know this, but I'm an extremely busy man.
No,
I'm
gullible.
On my way to
no,
being
I thought you were going to say I'm extremely gullible man.
No, busy. Well, I'm on my way to being a professional sim racer. I'm training sim racing. I'm working here. I don't have time to go do all the research that you obviously have time to do.
Research?
To make sure it's safe to click a link in your email.
Froggy,
you're defending yourself very adamantly, Froggy, for being completely wrong.
Yeah, exactly. For being a total dope and a stooge. And a total mark.
And if you're so busy, just don't even answer or open the email.
Excuse me, I'm no mark, and I know what a mark is. You don't even know what it means to be a mark.
No, you
don't.
You are a mark.
No, you
don't. Dude, you're a mark. They fished you.
I may be a rube, but I'm no mark.
What up, Mark?
You fell for a non-existent problem with your Instagram account. You gave them all your information, your login, and you got locked out, and your account that you tried to build up is now destroyed. Unless you can get Instagram to help you out. All right.
They blew me off.
All right, moving along. Of course they did.
Mark.
All right. Fester saw something at work yesterday. He took a picture of it, and Fester is fascinated.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Fascinated.
I've never even heard of anything.
Fester is fascinated.
Am I wrong? Have you seen or heard of anything like this?
It's like a funeral hall pass. It's like a funeral excuse note. So what happened? A guy at work, you know, because Fester, after the show, a couple days a week, he works at General RV, something he did after we ended the first MJ Morning Show run.
So we're talking, a couple of guys are talking, we're up at the manager's desk, and I see this, like, official-looking document. And I go, what's that? Because one of the guys went to a funeral. And I was like, they did? And one of our salesmen, a guy named Tyler, a good guy, his grandma.
It's an excuse note from the funeral home, from Span Funeral Home, in...
It's in Tennessee.
Dixon, Tennessee.
Oh, that's a lovely area.
So the employee had to show the employer that my absence is excused because I was at a funeral. Look, I've got a note from the funeral director.
No, I mean, that's not a company policy to show a note.
But that's what I'm asking. But there are places, there are businesses where employees have to, like, show proof that they were at a doctor's appointment. So workers that call in sick or ask for the day off, there are some jobs where you have to prove that you really had a doctor's appointment. What kind of job do you have where they don't believe you? You've got to prove that you went to a funeral. Here, look, here's a note from the creepy undertaker.
Okay, so this isn't any kind of company policy. The guy just brought it in. Like, I thought you guys liked to know I was really there. And they didn't care, but I've never seen a funeral home issue a certificate of attendance, and it says his name, his grandmother's name, what cemetery she's interred
at? A picture of the body.
I don't think.
The funeral.
I need a picture of the body.
Please. Wait, was it closed casket? Better not be.
I don't believe. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, do you really want a job where you got to prove that you went to the doctor or you went to a funeral? Come on.
Nobody wanted to see this, but he brought it in.
We put this thing up on our website at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. If you want to see the funeral excuse note, it's on MJ Morning. Is it Daily Dribble Coop today? Is it in Daily Dribble?
Yes? No, it's a featured post.
Oh, it's a featured post. So go to MJMorningShow.com and check it out. All right, next, Roxanne has been outed.
Oh.
Roxanne has been busted, and her monster kids put on quite a show, apparently, at a restaurant.
We all put a show on.
We'll get into this next here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ and the crew here will give you details on the Show Us Your MJ contest in just a bit. Your chance to win a new car, 10 grand or 5 grand. Fester, before we get to Roxanne, the texting blew up. Our texting here at 800-990-1047, same as our call-in line, totally blew up. With the last segment, we're talking about Fester at work yesterday, his second job selling RVs at General RV. That you were saw on a manager's desk this, like, excuse for an employee that he was at a funeral.
It's a really official-looking certificate of attendance.
Yeah, certificate. That's what they call it, a certificate of attendance. And I said, what kind of job requires you to prove that you were at a funeral? You know, don't they just trust you? Yeah, making up that a relative died. You got to go to the doctor. And, you know, folks, I'm sorry. I've never had a, in my jobs in radio, I've never had to prove that when I needed a day off that I went to the doctor, or I had, you know, a tooth pulled, or whatever.
So we learned something new today. Dozens and hundreds of companies require it.
Look at this. Here's a text. My job makes me send them pictures from the ER if I call in because of an injury or stomach flu.
Oh, my gosh.
They call the hospital to check and see if I'm actually in the ER. What kind of job is that? I'm sorry. They don't trust you.
MJ, when I worked at
Publix. Would you embezzle from them?
Yeah, for you. I think it's more like those jobs like when I was a kid, 18, and I was a part-timer at Publix, they would be like, okay, you need a doctor's note. Of course, I wasn't really sick. But they would ask for that kind of stuff. Never in radio.
All right, here's someone being snarky, but I appreciate it. Tell MJ it's called having a regular job.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. That's a good point.
Like, this is not a regular job. I'm just a dude with a microphone. We just yak.
Well, you haven't taken a day off yet. Ted requires notes from hospitals.
Right. So, no, he doesn't.
Notes?
Yeah, Ted, the program director.
A lot of companies offer bereavement pay. But to get the bereavement pay, you have to show proof of actually going to the funeral.
Gotcha. All right. So
bereaving somebody.
To get bereavement pay, which is a nice perk from your employer, you got to prove that.
I guess that makes
sense. You went to a funeral.
Yeah.
All right. Burrito pay.
Anyways, hey, folks, thank you. And I'm sorry. I haven't had a job where I had to provide written documentation.
You haven't had a real job.
I mean, look at all the texts that are rolling in.
Let's talk about real jobs.
Should we take phone calls on this?
You know, me and Fester have real jobs, and, well, I would have to write myself, but Fester, I imagine, would have to write a boss.
I tell you what, let's go to phones on this. We'll do Roxanne's story, because Roxanne's story is only going to take a moment, and Roxanne's been outed. Let's go to phones here. 800-990-1047. Tell us about your job where you have to provide proof of something simple like you went to the doctor. I mean, is it like they don't trust you?
Well,
all right, let's go. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Tell me about your job and having to prove that you were at a funeral, you went to a doctor's appointment or something. 800-990-1047. All right, bring the MJ Morning Show crew to reality. Or listen, if you've got a regular normal job as well and they trust you, I want to hear from you as well. 800-990-1047. So the don't trust you phone and the trust you phone, both the same number, 800-990-1047. Love to grab some calls. Yeah, what do you say?
I would love to get some HR managers on the line and just clear this whole thing up.
All right, let's deal with Roxanne first. Roxanne, I got an email anonymously. And it said that they spotted you over the weekend with your kids, and your kids were absolute monsters in a sushi restaurant.
Well, I just want to know who these sneaky snake, conniving little tattletale friends of yours that are emailing
you. Did you say snaky snake or sneaky
conniving
snake?
Conniving sneaky snakes.
Yeah, who's the cheese eater? Huh? Like, who's the rat?
All right, so Roxanne, obviously there's some issue here. Did your kids put on a monster show
at
a sushi restaurant over the weekend?
Yes, it happened.
What happened?
I lived through it. We went to sushi. We're getting ready to take a family trip in a week or so, and I'm going to have to be in charge of my kids, taking them to breakfast and lunch while Doug's on the golf course.
What happened?
So I need to be able to do it by myself.
Tell me about your kids' meltdown. So this is a trial run?
This is a rehearsal dinner.
You can't take care of your kids by yourself yet.
Hey, it's been a pandemic. I haven't taken two out by myself very often.
All right.
Barely ever.
All right, you've got a kid that's what, four?
Me either, really.
Yes, she just turned four.
Four and then one in change,
and
right?
And one in change, right. Yeah.
So you're out at a sushi bar. What happened? Why are your kids being called monsters of meltdown? Monsters of meltdown.
Okay, Daviana
Sunday
doesn't last. When Daviana goes in public, It's overstimulating. She doesn't see a lot of people. That's just new for her.
Tell me what happened.
She acts like a Tasmanian devil. So she only sits in her chair for X amount of time, and then she's going to cry and throw food and throw noodles. So then I have to remove her from the chair and hold her the rest of the meal.
All right, the email says that your daughter threw soy sauce all over the restaurant.
Noodles, not soy sauce.
Wasn't there soy sauce?
With noodles.
Soy sauce was on the noodles.
Yes. Of course.
Okay, the email says that your daughter threw soy sauce all over the restaurant and they were on the bell.
I'm going to throw soy sauce at whoever sent you that email.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to teach your kid how to toss a California roll.
No, you don't want to toss the sushi.
So, Daviana, this is what happened.
Can you control your kids?
MJ, she doesn't go out in public. It's a big deal for her. So she's sitting on my lap and then she reaches across the table and she tries to, I was on the phone with my mom. So my mom and I are talking, like, Mom, I got to go. The kids are acting like animals. I got to go. Well, before I could hang up with her, Daviana's in my lap. And as I said, it's like wrestling a baby alligator. She leaps across the table, grabs the wasabi, shoves it in her mouth, and starts screaming hysterically.
That attractive little green ball?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, isn't that great? So,
yes.
So
bouncy ball.
So I'm digging that out of her mouth. I'm digging it out of her mouth. And then my other daughter, Evelyn Jade, got very upset. She was pretty good, but she got upset because then I'm just trying to cool down Daviana's mouth with the mochi, and she didn't swallow any of it. I got it out in time, but I was trying to cool her mouth down, and then that daughter had a meltdown because I took the mochi off her plate. And she's very protective of her food.
She shoved seaweed salad in her face.
Yes.
Do you have any idea who ratted you out here? It's an anonymous email.
Well, I did know a lot of people in the restaurant.
Oh, so there were people there that you knew. Well, clearly, they're the ones that ratted you out.
Yeah, my neighbors were there. And they were, first I was talking to them. My kids were putting edamame in my wine glass. I'm like, don't judge. This highlight. It's like sangria, but with edamame.
You've got no control of they're putting edamame, which is soybeans.
Yeah.
The little in the pods. They're dropping it. So you got chunky wine with edamame.
It's a new
Japanese delicacy.
If you want your kids to behave, how don't you feed them some nice chicken nuggets and like quesadillas and stuff?
You need to take a switch around like I do.
Soy sauce and edamame, kids.
They enjoy the food. They just like to toss it around. But anyways, I You know, I was covered in soy sauce. They were covered in soy sauce. They're both screaming hysterically.
What is the restaurant saying to you?
We were outside. We were sitting outside, so it was a little bit less disruptive. But at the table next to me, all of a sudden I hear someone go, "Is that Evelyn?" And I just am sitting there. I'm just like, I'm not even looking.
It
was one of her friends at school, their mom.
Well, that's who ratted you out.
Margaritas and drinking, you know, having a nice adult night while
And they're laughing at you.
You know, this is the thing.
Look, she can't control her kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want everybody who has kids to think about when their kids were little. And it's a very lonely time because at that moment, I'm sitting there at a restaurant saying, I'm the only one with kids acting like this.
Listen, I got one word for you.
We've all been there, Rux.
Thank you, Froggy.
I got one word for you. Benadryl. All right?
Oh.
What?
Yes.
All right?
Benadryl for you.
Let me grab this call here.
This is Felix.
Felix is in Tampa. Back to Fester's story about the funeral excuse note. And I asked, you know, call us up if you work for a business that requires you to prove that you were at the doctor, you were at the hospital, you went to a funeral. Felix in Tampa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi, Felix.
Hey, MJ, how are you? Good morning.
What's the story?
Yes, I worked in New York City in the Department of Sanitation. And when I called, I went on vacation to the Dominican Republic. And I called in sick from over there, and they needed a doctor's note. And I brought it back in Spanish, the doctor's note.
And what, they thought you were just trying to extend your vacation? Is that what they thought?
No, that's what I did.
He was in the DR.
You were extending your vacation. And you got a fake doctor's note from the Dominican Republic.
No, I got a real doctor's note, but it was in Spanish.
Listen, man, those Dominican doctors, I trust them.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Imagine having $1 million potentially slip through your hands. $1 million. It's yours. It's in your hands. $1 million. And then, poof, it's sort of like having a brand new 2021 Kia Soul in your hands, or $10,000 cash in your hands, or $5,000 cash in your hands. Those are the three prizes, by the way, in the Show Us Your MJ contest. Details in just a minute how you can make just a simple little sign, or maybe a big sign, and win a car or a whole lot of cash. All right, hold on, details in a second. Now, this is also an example of, well, doing the right thing, but there's a little bit of a twist here. Fascinating story. A woman in Massachusetts bought a $30 lottery ticket in the Massachusetts lottery. It was the Diamond Millions scratch-off game. She bought this in March. The story's just coming out. The lady's name is Leah Rose Fiega. She's a regular customer at the Lucky Stop in Southwick, Massachusetts. Her story was she bought the $30 ticket, started scratching, didn't think it was a winner. She said she was in a hurry on lunch break, scratched it quickly, looked at it, didn't look like a winner, so she just handed it over to the clerk at the convenience store to throw away. Apparently, the convenience store, they make a pile of tickets that are thrown away or tossed or handed to them, and they kind of check them later. So a week later, the ticket was sitting in a pile. They're checking the tickets, and they noticed that one of the areas on the ticket was not scratched off. So they scratched it off. It was in the store for actually 10 days, a little over a week. They scratch it off. It's $1 million winning instant scratcher ticket in Massachusetts.
Wow.
$1 million.
How do they not see that that's not scratched off? Oh, this isn't a winner. Like, how dumb is that lady? You almost deserve it to lose it.
The lady did not. She was in a hurry, and she was scratching and just missed an area on the ticket, and it turned out the $1 million was under the area that she didn't scratch. They have the ticket at the convenience store. The owners then, 10 days later, they go through their pile. Oh, look, this is not scratched. They scratch it, $1 million. But see, this is where the story gets a little squirrely. They didn't know what to do. They knew whose ticket it was, though. Apparently, they, because the woman, this Fiega woman, is a regular customer. She's in this convenience store all the time. So they knew it was her ticket. And they were, like, trying to decide what to do. And the story is that they called their father in India
And he said, you know, do the right thing. Give it back to the give it back to the customer. So they get, but why did it take having to call your father in India to ask him, what should you do? You know,
give it back. Okay.
We'll give father's back. Gandhi, so they just wanted good advice.
Yeah. I would have saved the long distance call or instead said, hey, Dad, great news. I'm in America and I'm a millionaire now.
So the family recognized that it was Fiega's ticket. They were torn over what to do. They called the father in India and he said, you know, do the right thing. Give it back.
Everybody is so dumb when you do this.
Yeah. Actually, it was grandfather. I said father. It was a grandfather in India. And the grandfather said, give it back.
Give it back.
You don't want the money. So
you don't. Yeah, you don't want the money.
They then called. They found Fiega. I guess they knew where she worked. And that's when they broke the news. They said they had something really important. Please come to the store. She thought that it was something bad. And then they say, hey, the ticket you had us discard, $1 million ticket.
How is that good feeling where she walks away and she's super happy enough to get you through life of having given that back to her when you have your bills to pay?
What? How much does she give them thank you?
The store.
$50?
The store gets a $10,000 bonus from the lottery for selling the winning ticket.
Oh, great. The store.
So $1 million versus $10,000.
And she will exclusively buy slushies from them moving forward.
Yeah. Official slushie stop for her.
What an idiot.
But there was a hesitation. They didn't immediately say at the store level in Massachusetts, we're going to find her. We're going to give her the ticket. They had to call the grandpa in India.
It would have been like, Grandpa, you're dumb. I'm keeping it.
Hey, Roxanne, did you see the woman that grew two new breasts under her arms?
I sent that to you.
Oh, my God.
I did see that.
I'm going to get those checked out.
All right, folks. Next, a woman grew two breasts under each armpit.
Right, so hot.
Hold on a minute. We'll get to this next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Listen to this noise right here. Listen to this sound. You know what that is? Yeah, that's some distracted driver smashing into you while you're sitting in a traffic light and they're sitting there texting. All right, when that happens, if you're in a car wreck, a motorcycle wreck, if you get hit by a beer truck, what do? You slip and fall in a store. What do? Well, if you're really hurt, you need good legal representation. The other side, they're going to do everything they can to make sure they don't pay you or they pay you the least amount possible. You need a fighter on your team. That's why you need Kemp, Rouge, and Green, your car accident team. They have a Facebook page. You got legal questions? You can go to their Facebook page, Kemp, Rouge, and Green, and they'll answer all your legal questions. Folks, car accidents, negligence issues, slip or fall. It's Kemp, Rouge, and Green, your car accident team. Call them at 727-847-HURT, 727-847-HURT. And, of course, online, KempRougeGreen.com. The lady with two extra breasts growing under her arms. Next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
And some stuff you just can't make up, and there's like picture proof here. There's proof via images. This woman in Los Angeles, she had a couple of kids, and during that process, she started growing additional boobs under her arms in her armpits.
Puberty is the pits, especially when they're growing. Boobs are growing out of your pits.
But no, she doesn't. She's well past puberty.
I know, but when you go through puberty, that's when you usually get.
No,
you
breastfeed four kids.
You don't get in puberty. You don't get boobs, and you don't get.
You get regular ones.
But we're talking about another set of boobs in the armpits.
You get one and two, but three and four came after kids.
Yeah, nothing to do with puberty. Of course, that when you have puberty, you grow boobs if you're a female, but.
Probably milk sacks.
Well, that's
ew, that's so gross.
a mother of two, Samantha from Los Angeles. She was on a recent episode of Botched on E. Now, I don't think I've seen, I might have just passed by the show.
Oh, so good.
It's the best show.
All right, explain why
Botched. The Maloof is on it, right?
Yeah, so there's two excellent plastic surgeons.
All right.
And they're great. And they get the craziest cases of people who have awful plastic surgeries. So they repair the plastic surgery. You don't go to them flat-chested and say, hey, I want breast augmentation. Right,
so they repair awful plastic surgery.
Botched surgeries.
Right. Well, that makes sense, hence the name of the show. Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of the show. You know,
It's awesome television.
I might have passed by it.
They had one woman walk in with, like, a truck tire and a golf cart tire. And she's like, I don't know what happened. I got it done in some country in Central America. Yeah, so they repair it and they fix it.
She had a botched boob job, and they were two vastly different sizes, so they fix it. All right, so this woman, listen to Samantha. This is her on the episode.
It started with the pregnancy of my daughter, of my first child.
Nothing before that.
And I got pregnant with my son when my daughter was only about 6 months old.
So what happened with the second one?
Worse.
Got bigger.
Yes, I had milk leaking from...
Milk's leaking from the armpit area.
Yes.
Wow.
Is that still Dr. DeBrow? Heather DeBrow's husband?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So he's good. The images that I'm looking at, she literally had new breasts growing under her arms. She's got the normal two up front, and then due to the pregnancies and, I guess, hormones or whatever, she's growing additional boobs, and milk was coming out of the new boobs growing out of her armpits.
Oh, I'm so thirsty.
Did you ever see anything why that happened? Did they explain?
You know, I remember thinking back to my wife when she was pregnant about 10 years ago, and she being like, oh, my armpits are so sore. And I'm like, what is it? She's like, milk sacks. And I'm like, ugh, gross. But maybe she just has big booby milk sacks under there. Is there a nipple? That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, is there an outspout?
No, there doesn't appear to be a nipple, but there was leakage.
She sweat milk?
She called them her pitties.
Now, don't name it.
Now,
pitballs.
Seriously, she called
so that
them...
you can joke about it? Yeah.
She called them pitties because they were you-know-whaties in her pits, so they became pitties. Anyway, she's thrilled because Dr. DeBrow... And Dr. Nassif,
yes,
they performed several tests. They determined that it was not a thyroid issue. There was concern that she might have a thyroid issue, but then they determined that physiologically she just grew some new boobs. And they removed her extra pitties, her you-know-whats from her pits.
Now, we have before and after pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the old commercial, raise your hand if you're... What the hell is that?
If you're sure.
Oh!
Oh, sure deodorant. Yeah, raise your hand if you're sure.
Raise your hand if you have armpit boobs.
That's an odd bra she would need. Oh, yeah, Fester does.
All right.
That is an odd bra. She was, before the surgery, a B cup.
Yes, she needs an odd bra. She has four breasts.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah.
Growing extra boobs in your armpits.
I thought that woman on Total Recall was hot. This takes the cake.
Yeah. Do you think her husband says this motorboating is the pit?
I was just going to say, how's the motorboating?
It's great.
I wanted to do this story because I knew there would be so many jokes like that.
I got a four-way stop.
What?
I'm motorboating a four-way stop over here.
This is a no-wake zone, boys.
But seriously, there's something magical about women's armpits because I read a recent story that you can get part of your ovary implanted in your armpit and you never go through menopause, right? So they're like a portal to something.
I wonder if you get your wiener plate in your armpit.
Yes.
That'd be something.
You got to go. Just raise your arm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. All right.
Do we have these before and after pictures up at MJMorningShow.com?
It's the, we don't, but we should put them up.
All right, I'll send Coop the link.
We'll send the pictures of the lady with the extra boobs growing under her arms.
Wow.
There are before and after pictures, and we'll put them up. We'll have them up shortly, MJMorningShow.com. It'll probably be in the MJ Daily Drivel section. So look for it there at MJMorningShow.com. All right, the MJ Morning Show contest is huge. It is massive. It is gargantuan. We are giving away a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. Folks, somebody is going to win a brand new car. Why shouldn't it be you? Then second prize is $10,000 cash.
third prize is $5,000 cash. Has this sunk in? We're giving away a new car plus 10 grand plus 5 grand to three different winners. I held up four fingers. Three different winners.
Wrong amount of
fingers. Exactly. So it is simple. All you have to do is make a sign and display it that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. We're calling it the Show Us Your MJ contest. And the best display, the best sign, wins the new 2021 Kia Soul. The second best gets 10 grand cash. The third best gets $5,000 cash. I mean, talk about a no-brainer. Creativity of the signage, duration of the signage is displayed, location, visibility, the physical size, audience impact, overall quality. All of this is going to be on a scoring system with our judges and three winners. A car, 10 grand, and 5 grand. I mean, folks, just make a sign. The entire Tampa Bay area is your canvas, and we're just trying to get some free advertising, but we're going to pay you essentially if you win the contest. Because, you know, we don't have a massive budget right now. We're still, you know, recovering from COVID and, you know, advertising, you know, was down and, you know, business was changed severely last year and still into this year. We launched the return of the MJ Morning Show without a massive campaign to announce that we're back. So we're looking for you to help us announce that the MJ Morning Show is back. And for that, we're going to reward you with a new car, a 2021 Kia Soul, or $10,000 in cash, or $5,000 in cash. Let's make a sign. Put something great on your truck, on your car. Decorate the back window. The MJ Morning Show is back. All the rules, all the details, everything you need to know, how to enter, the entry form, where to upload the image of your creation once it's done. You can also enter as many times as you want. You can put up multiple displays all over the Tampa Bay area. It is a simple deal. Show us your MJ. All you got to do is make a sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Guys, tell me if you think that this is a creepy email subject line. Now, I get a good deal of spam, you know, especially at the MJ email account. And folks, please feel free to contact me. Hearing from you, the cherished and prized MJ Morning Show listenership, it is not spam to me. It's nothing but connectivity and wholesome communication. So whenever you want to contact me, if you have any hot tips, any gossip, any great material, you just want to say hello, you want to welcome us back, whenever you want to send me something for the show or beyond, you can send me a private email. I'm MJ@MJMorningShow.com. MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Same thing for the whole crew. Roxanne, Fester, Froggy, all at MJMorningShow.com. So with that account, and of course I get a lot of email, I get my degree of spam. Have you guys gotten like these foreign emails? Like it's, they appear to be like businesses soliciting you for crap?
Lingerie, oddly.
Yes. Well, interesting you said that. And I didn't tell you guys where this is headed because I want to get your reaction right off the cuff. All you knew was I had a creepy email that I wanted to hit you with. And I also noticed that a lot of these, like, business proposition emails, or what, they seem to come from China, all right?
That's a developing country. That's a place to invest.
I get...
I have a meeting set up, or I reply and set up a meeting.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I get this email, and the subject line is, and this just made my skin crawl. The subject line is, Girl Scout sexy lingerie. What?
I've seen a Girl Scout sexy Halloween costume.
All right, come on. All right, so I get this email from David at some string of numbers at qq.com, some kind of probably spam server of some sort. This comes to my MJ@MJMorningShow.com. It says, nice to know you're on the in the field of sexy lingerie. What?
So it's nice to know.
Obviously, some things are lost in translation here. Nice to know you were in the field of sexy lingerie. This is David Wang from JSY China. We are one of China's largest manufacturers of sexy lingerie and swimwear. Mm. About us. There are 2019 new role play sexy baby doll and gown, sexy corset bustier, beach swimwear, men uniform, and I mean, this thing, it's just, it's like rambling. But the headline on this email, Girl Scout sexy lingerie, that's just creepy. I'm sorry.
Ugh. Didn't you invest in Fredericks of Hollywood? Isn't that why you got,
no, I didn't,
getting these emails?
By the way, David Wang is at JSY Linger Series, or, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lingeries.
What am I? What a joke. you're stupid.
No, it was like in all caps. It was like, what does this say? All right, JSY Lingeries.
Save that coop.
Boy, I did. I said Linger
That's
Series.
The biggest mistake since we've been back.
Listen, MJ, we have a business proposition for you.
I corrected myself in a split second.
You were such an idiot.
David Wang is at JSY Lingeries. Number 28, Shengfeng Road in Wenzhou, China. I've got his phone number.
Look.
We got to call this Wang up.
David emails me, too. Did I tell you that?
What has David emailed you? Well, pictures of his crotch?
David Wang?
No. It's yeah,
Wang.
Seriously.
He sent you his Wang.
No, he just sent me one about skeletons, sexy lingerie.
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah,
that's a whole boutique. Listen, you missed out on the investment opportunity with Fredericks of Hollywood, MJ, but Wangs of Wuhan is going to be the next big thing.
That's I'll it, give huh? you the flying soup bat.
Yes. All right. So if you're looking for some Linger Series, that's where you go. Go to Wang. Linger
Don't series. Let yes. Michelle hear yeah. this segment, A, because yeah. you're getting these emails, hey. And B, because of how you just pronounced hey. That.
Lay some Wang on me, will you, please? All right.
Whoa.
You know, Girl Scouts do have moms that wear the same thing, listen. Just saying.
All right, and then quickly, I don't need to belabor this. This is a crazy story. A Montreal, Canada jewelry store employee outed a customer. She waited until her last day. So she didn't do it when she was employed there. This is a woman who is a sales clerk at a jewelry store in Montreal, Canada. And she put a video up online on TikTok of a guy by the name of Jake. And apparently Jake went in and bought two rings. Jake said one ring was for his girl. Ooh. And the other ring was for his side piece.
Oh my. Did he literally say that?
He did.
What a loser.
God. And the rings are like $40 and $50. They're like cubic zirconia yeah. in a lame setting. Bought two rings. The guy spent under one ring was $50, one ring was $40. Under $100, a ring for his girlfriend and then one for his side piece.
Okay, that's $100 Canadian, MJ. So it's like $80 US.
Which one got the cheaper ring? I guess would be the girlfriend.
Is that crazy? Yeah. And then when you take Canadian.
Yeah.
And because the Canadian dollar is worth less than the US dollar. How awful is that?
Leaves her finger all green.
So she posted the video online. If your boyfriend's name is Jake. And he lives in Montreal. He just bought two rings, one for his girl and one for his side piece.
And then she shows outed. Both rings.
And the rings look like you need a magnifying glass to see the gemstones.
The rings are awful. I mean, they're awful. He spent under $100. Even less in U.S. dollars.
What a player.
All right. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Cutting right to the chase here, and I'd love to go to phones on this and see if women can confirm this or reaffirm this. It says, and this is published in the journal Plus One, not PLUS, not Plus One, but Plus, PLOS. They surveyed 7,325 dating site users aged 18 to 65. And they found that women, by and large, are turned on more by...
Do you want us to guess?
Go, Roxanne, go ahead.
Ka-ching!
Jump on in.
Ka-ching! That was my cash register.
Money?
I read this story.
Roxanne!
I read this story.
Hold on, so you asked if you wanted to guess, and you read the story.
That's not a guess.
Because I know the
it's
answer.
It's not a guess.
But
you know,
I didn't
you know
need
the answer.
To read it.
Roxanne, right. I have a guess for the guys.
Well, go ahead, Froggy. What is it?
My favorite, a nice, perfect pair of feet.
Yeah, that's it, Froggy. You nailed the...
Really?
No. Women are turned on by charm and cash. That's what it says. So you were right about ka-ching or cha-ching or whatever
ka-ching,
it is.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, cha-ching. You know, let's go to phones on this. Let's ask our women listening right now, when it comes to men, and listen, you could be off the market for a while. What was it like back in the day? What this research is showing, that for women, the attraction to guys is really less about looks. It's more about charm and cash. Charm and money.
All right, which one's more important?
Let's hit some phones here. 800-990-1047. I'd like to hear from women right now. So when you think about whether you're on the prowl now, you were on the prowl, go back years, maybe you've been married for a while, maybe you've been divorced and then you were back out on the market again. Do you agree that women are turned on by charm and cash, not necessarily looks? Men, on the other hand, Froggy, men go on looks. And this is like, a scientific research project and a journal. The study was published by Dr. Stephen White, a behavioral scientist at Queensland University in Australia.
Right.
So we're all inherently shallow.
Well, that's what it would seem to be. All right, so I want to grab some calls here. Women, do you agree? Do you agree or disagree? And think about either currently or in the past, women, were you turned on more by charm and cash versus looks? Do you agree with this scientific study literally published in a medical journal? In a journal. All right, so 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. That's the number. I'd like to hear from women right now. Do you agree that you are attracted to men's charm and cash, their money, versus their looks? Do you agree or disagree with that? Hey, tell us your story. Because apparently it's completely the opposite. Guys go for looks, whereas women go for the charm and money.
Okay, so the guys going for looks is not really breaking news, but the charm and money, one of them has got to be more important. Would you rather go out with a charming broke guy or a rich, uncharming guy? One of the two, you can't have them both all the time. Listen, I know several very rich people. They're not all charming.
None of them are.
You're missing the point is that women are not going for looks. The guys seem to be going for the superficial thing. The guys are going for the looks. Women are looking for things or are turned on by items related to a guy other than the looks department. So charm, money.
As far as the money goes, you know, you want to call women gold diggers and all that. But I do believe that it's sort of primal. You're kind of looking for someone who's a provider, someone who can help take care of the family, you know. So there aren't like evil intentions if you're like, yeah, I'm attracted to charm and money.
Hey, Ashley in St. Petersburg. Ashley, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Ashley, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, so I called to kind of say what Roxanne was saying, and I've been married for 14 years. So I've been married a while, but my husband doesn't make a whole lot of money, but I think they should replace money with security. Because what women are looking for is a sense of security, and whether you're making a lot or a little, if you have a secure job and you can provide, you know, it's more about just feeling secure and what your man can do, and so you don't feel like all that is on you.
Now, Ashley, when you say your husband doesn't make a whole lot of money, is there anything that you're really wanting for, or is life pretty good with a guy that you love?
Well, I mean, if you're secure, and if they're secure in their career, I think that bleeds out into other areas like faithfulness and loyalty. I think those are just traits. Security, you know, those are traits that bleed into other things. Like, you just feel secure in what they make, but you also feel secure that They're going to be loyal. They're going to be faithful.
But have you ever had a situation where you wanted them to make more money and you really wanted something in your life that you guys couldn't afford? And did that ever cause an issue or no?
I think so early on, but, you know, as you go further along in your marriage, you realize that the things that are more valuable just have to do with feeling secure, you know, overall as a whole. You just learn as you get older that, you know, monetarily, what these women are looking for, these younger women who answered it that way, they're really just looking for security.
And yeah, but keep in mind that they surveyed women, or actually men and women, they surveyed individuals 18 to 65, so it was quite a range. But listen, I think your call is excellent. Ashley, thank you very much.
Good insight. She's talking about responsibility. That's what that brings to you.
Marcy is in Hudson. Marcy, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Agree or disagree that women are more turned on by charm and cash versus a guy's looks?
I agree. Maybe when I was younger, it was more looks, but as you get older, you get a little smarter. You don't want to support anybody.
Now, so, were you married young or no?
I did marry young. I'm divorced now, and I would not date anybody that was not financially secure.
Are you remarried now or just on the scene?
On the scene.
And you look for... Well, hold on. What?
On the scene?
Ooh.
Who the hell says that?
I'm on the scene.
On the dating scene,
Marcy's
dude.
On the scene.
On the campaign trail.
Marcy, you knew exactly what I was talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody knows what you're all talking about. So, I'm just thinking, who the hell says that?
All right, so, Marcy, you got some rich dudes on the hook right now, or what?
Reel them in,
not exactly, but I just... I wouldn't go out with somebody just for their looks. They have to definitely have some charm to them and some financial security.
All right.
Well, Roxanne, what attracted you to Doug? Because he's about as charming as a charm's blow pop. So it has to be the money.
How many licks does it take to get to the center?
You know what's funny? What attracted me to Doug physically was his big shoulders. He's got wide shoulders.
I think
it's because I have thin shoulders, so you want to mate with someone who's going to balance out your kids.
Let's procreate perfect shouldered children.
I want to mate with his shoulders.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I don't know what's going on, but can you guys remember off the top of your head all of these zoo stories lately? You had a guy that climbed into an elephant enclosure with like his, what, 2 or 3 year old daughter to get a picture? Remember that?
That was a couple of, maybe a month ago, month and a half ago.
We've had like 2 or 3 of these stories. It just seems that in the COVID pandemic era here, it just seems that there's been a rash of people climbing into enclosures at zoos across America. He had a guy with the elephants. Then there was another one. Was it Ohio? Was it the Columbus Zoo recently?
Very ironic. It's like people are caged up, feeling pent up and caged up during the pandemic, and then they're going to climb in another animal's cage?
We should push Fester into a manatee-like sanctuary.
If I had to go with any wild animal, it would be the docile manatee.
Yeah.
I would fit in and become their leader.
We've just pushed Fester into the manatee habitat. Let's see if any of the visitors can tell the difference.
He's never looked more comfortable in his own home.
They would know I'm not a manatee because I don't eat that much lettuce.
No, but there has been a rash. We've done at least 2 or 3 of these stories. Look, it's on TV right now. Look at the woman.
She's kind of attractive.
She's very attractive.
The monkeys are like, hello.
So this,
was she doing a photo shoot?
No, she's feeding the monkeys. And so here's the story I first heard.
Oh, those are little monkeys. They're cute.
They're spider monkeys.
Yeah, those spider monkeys will rip her limb from limb.
Well, they did it. Well, chimpanzees are really more dangerous. I don't know about spider monkeys, but this is like the third or fourth story now in the last 6 months where people have climbed into enclosures. So I saw the story last night, and it's like woman climbs into monkey enclosure at El Paso, Texas Zoo and feeds them spicy chips. I'm like, what, was she giving the monkeys like flaming hot Cheetos?
Oh, that they're not going to like that.
Yes.
Yes.
That was exactly what that I read on. And she was hand feeding the monkeys in the El Paso Zoo the hot Cheetos, the flaming hot Cheetos.
Here you go, little guy. Have a fireball. Suck on it for about an hour.
Yeah. Ah, how does that taste? Hey, monkey.
I mean, you make him go nuts.
What do you think?
A box of hot tamales, you say?
Listen, just keep the chimps away from the Takis, man.
So good.
Yeah, chimpanzees, though. Remember the lady that got attacked, like, in Connecticut?
Yeah, I remember that. They were her chimps.
It was Travis.
Yeah, he was on Xanax and wine.
That's right.
Any bitter face off.
Yeah, remember
Which
that?
You think that should calm you down, but it had the reverse effect.
He thought she was a nice cheese for his wine.
I just saw the video again on TV, and the woman is froggy.
It's very sad.
She's a very attractive woman, and it's like, what the hell is she doing going in the monkey enclosure?
She's like really hot. I bet you the monkeys even are like, that's a kind of hot human. Let's go eat whatever she gives us.
I'm looking at the sign. Please do not feed the spider monkeys to stay healthy. They're on a strictly controlled diet that the zoo provides. So I'm guessing that flaming hot Cheetos are not in the zoo diet.
Unfortunately.
What about Funyuns? You think Funyuns are?
Oh, they'll love those.
How about Bugles?
I bet you they would look at a Pop-Tart and just rip it to shreds, throw it back at the person because it sucks.
Can anyone name any other obscure snacks like Bugles and Funyuns?
I mean, I was going to go down the cheese doodle route, but that's really not that obscure.
I bet you a circus peanut would be nice for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they would love those.
I mean, who else eats those?
Do we have a name on this woman yet?
No, I looked and they said they have not released her name yet.
Hot spider monkey girl. Look at her. She's got nice legs.
She does. The woman's in very nice shape, and she's attractive.
She's hot.
The El Paso Zoo is planning to file charges against the woman, so they'll trespass her. They'll make sure she probably can never come into the zoo again.
Oh, no. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Let me guess, she was
trying
to
go to the zoo.
Instagram video.
Listen, I climb in the monkey cage. I never need to go to the zoo again. I'm out.
Because you scare all the monkeys away.
Yeah. Right, listen to this. A local law firm in El Paso, Love It Law Firm, they claim that the woman in the video is an employee that worked for them. It said worked for them, so she might not be there. Yeah. She was let go from her position at the firm because of her behavior.
Really?
Okay.
Is climbing in a monkey cage worth losing your...
I'm thinking if she lost her job prior to climbing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was her behavior in the office at the law firm that got her fired. She's no longer working there.
Do we know the brand of chip? Because if it was like...
It was Cheetos. It was Cheetos. Cheetos flaming hot chips.
Sign her up, new spokesperson. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Sign up the monkey.
And the law firm comes forward and says, yeah, she used to work for us, but she's not here anymore because of her behavior. Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
Lady climbs into the monkey cage at the El Paso Zoo, and she's not at the law firm anymore. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Hey, Coop, get the video up of that. We'll get it up. MJMorningShow.com. We'll get the attractive lady in the monkey cage on MJMorningShow.com. When we get back, people don't like this. Something disappeared during COVID. It's coming back, and a lot of people are not happy. What is it? We'll tell you next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 9:24 in minutes. We'll give away a $100 PDQ gift card. Think about the crispy chicken sandwich, the new spicy chicken sandwich. Just think about it. What you can do with a $100 PDQ gift card.
PDQ party, dude.
You know, PDQ is so good, even the plastic gift cards taste great.
I actually eat those.
Yeah. I mean,
and they are good.
It's the best tasting gift card in the industry, by the way.
Because you dip them in the best tasting PDQ sauces.
Exactly. Take your choice on sauces. All right, there is something that disappeared. Something disappeared during COVID. It is now back, and not everyone is happy with this. Okay. Now, I'll give you a hint. We have talked about it on the show previously.
Ooh!
All right. Froggy, don't break the furniture in here. What?
I'm trying to hit this dumb buzzer that never works.
Buzzer never
works. We don't have a buzzer. You're just hitting the formica.
Oh, yeah. It's just the desk.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Yeah. I have a guess.
Yes.
And I'm not happy about it either, but...
Yes.
Travel for work. God, my answers always suck.
That's not a bad guess.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one either.
Now we're looking for fish.
By the way, I'm going to be out for a couple weeks.
Would you like to guess?
Brushing teeth.
No.
I'm not happy about it.
Coop, would you like to guess? What do you think? It went away during COVID. Now it's back.
I think I know. It's hugs.
Survey says.
Oh.
You cheated.
Yes.
I was going to guess lip reading.
What's with everybody knowing the answers around here?
That's actually a pretty good guess.
Lip reading went away with COVID because everybody's wearing a mask.
That's a pretty good deal. You know, you ever notice like football games or baseball games? You ever notice that the coaches on the sideline, or when there's like a conference at the pitcher's mound, that they always take the glove and they cover their mouth you know, just so there's no lip reading. You can't. Well, with masks,
new point.
They're not to worry about that.
I'm just
going to
talk loudly to the pitcher. They don't know what I'm saying.
They have a lip reader right by him. Didn't the team get busted for that, having a lip reader?
Oh, yeah.
And then a sign language guy on the other side?
Yeah.
Who was...
Trash cans.
Was it Texas? Yeah, I was going to say Texas.
The Astros were hitting trash cans.
The Astros, right. Houston Astros were banging on trash cans with signals.
All right, here we go. Here's the pitch. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
Froggy, you took a baseball bat and you hit the wall of the studio?
What are you doing?
It wasn't even that funny of a joke.
I can't believe I did
that. Dude.
I thought this was a plastic bat.
But you can't smash even a plastic bat into a drywall.
Just shut up. Nobody will notice it. It's okay. Just shut up.
We just broadcast. What do you mean no one's going to know? He dented the wall.
How? Why am I so destructive? Get this away from me.
What is wrong with you?
I just wanted to do the effect of hitting the thing three times. I didn't know I'd put a hole in the wall again.
Why do we even have a baseball bat in the studio?
Sorry, Ted.
All right. Anyway, hugs are coming back. People are starting to hug again. And remember, we did a story months ago that people were thrilled. The people that don't like hugs, especially, you know, is somebody in the huggable sphere, meaning a relationship, a friend, you know, work relationships. There are just some situations where the hug, even prior to the COVID pandemic, was just awkward. It's like you really don't want to hug the individual.
I don't like it.
And people move in for the hug, and you feel like you got to complete the hug when you really don't want the hug.
Those are hugger here, hugs.
You know, when do you hug? When do you not hug?
I had a friend tell me one time I was a terrible hugger. She's Romanian. She's like, darling, when you hug me, it's very distant. You put your ass out, and you don't even get in close. You don't hang on long. So then I started hugging and, like, hanging on to people longer. But now creepy. I feel like I hang too long.
Holy crap. What is your friend, the Russian spy, is about to poison me with polonium-210?
It's like hugging a dead fish.
Picture a goat.
My friend Vladimir wants you gone. You might have heard of him. Vladimir Putin. He wants you disappeared.
Huff this towel.
Let's go to the Mac counter and buy makeup now.
Let me stab you with a ricin-tipped umbrella.
Yes.
Okay, she's Romanian, not Russian. Whatever. Obviously, Russians are colder. Romanians are warm people. Huggers.
You hug me bad, now you die.
You like potato. Only with good hair.
So hugs are coming back. Not everyone's happy with the deal.
I hate hugs.
Yeah. This brings back my hair smelling racket that I've been working on for a long time.
All right, what is this? What is this? Ben Affleck now appears to be wearing the watch that Jennifer Lopez gave him back in 2002. So is this more confirmation that Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez 2.0 is the real deal? Recent pictures show Ben wearing a watch that looked identical to the one that Jennifer Lopez gave him in the Jenny from the Block music video.
That's dumb. What are they, like in high school?
What kind of watch is it? Do we know what kind of watch?
Yes, it's a Seiko.
It's a Swatch.
Ben, give me your Letterman's jacket. I wear it.
Okay, J-Lo sounds nothing like that.
Ben, I love you.
Hey, what was your story? You had mentioned something a couple of days ago. We didn't get to it, but I think it'll fit in perfect. You had something about...
I had a friend who is like in that world, agent world. So he knew both of her girlfriends.
Which ones?
Ben Affleck, or wives, I should say. So Jennifer when Jennifer Lopez was dating Ben.
So this is a friend of yours. Mm-hmm. Knows Jennifer Lopez.
Through Ben. Doing work for Ben.
And also knows.
Then knew Jennifer Garner.
Was he make his hair pieces?
Once he got married to her. And Jennifer Garner he said she is so smart, like whip smart.
Oh, so this is a guy.
This is a guy.
A guy that knows both J-Lo and Jennifer Garner and says what?
Jennifer Garner is high IQ. Like if you're talking
she's
to her, she's going to come back at you. She is just sharp as a tack and kind of a serious demeanor. And J-Lo, I mean, as a woman, I don't like to say, oh, she's ditzy or whatever. But
what did he say? What's the actual verbiage?
He said she's ditzy.
Excuse me?
But I
thought you said a ding dong.
You did not talk about.
Right.
What did he say?
I think he did say a ding dong. But you know, she's a ding dong all the way to the bank. Okay, so whatever it is working out for her. Yeah,
hold on, Roxanne. Mark Anthony, or is it Anthony or Anthony?
It's the Latino Skeletor, Mark Anthony, and I'm here to say
J-Lo's ex-husband.
That I used to be married to J-Lo. I gave her the Swatch watch.
Yes.
That I gave her when we were youngers. It did not work. But please don't make fun of my wife like you do and say she's a ditzy doo-doo head. It's not true.
You gave her a swatch that doesn't work?
What you need to know.
So it was correct what?
And what you need to know. And what you need to know.
I need to know.
Tell me, baby girl, the swatch watch did not work. No, it did not work.
So it was correct 2 times a day.
She thinks I'm too skinny to be in her life. That's why they call me the Latino Skeletor.
J-Lo's butt weighs more than you and your entire body.
Jeez. I need to know.
All right, let's give away the PDQ gift card right now. Let's do it.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Coop, we had a winner for the $100 PDQ gift card, correct?
Yes, Michelle from Tampa.
My wife?
No, oh, no, not your wife.
what an inside job that would be.
No, Michelle from Tampa, congratulations on winning the $100 PDQ gift card. In fact, PDQ is just brought by food, and we're going to talk to Nick Reeder, the CEO of PDQ, in just a second. And I got a couple of questions on the whole labor market. I don't know if you saw, but Tampa Bay area businesses are sort of looking forward to the federal benefits going away. They're thinking that that's going to bring people back to the labor market as there's just a complete shortage of workers. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. Matthew Perry, man, he can't catch a break. By the way, the Friends reunion deal, which I'm not going to be rushing to see it, but yeah, I know that there are a lot of Friends fans out there, but yeah, I was a Seinfeld watcher. I love the smartness, I guess, of Seinfeld and the intricacies and the oddities. That was more of my type of show. Yeah, Froggy.
The life observations.
Yeah, versus
the beautiful women of Friends.
Versus Friends.
Yes.
And Friends is coming back with their reunion episode. It's actually this Thursday on HBO Max. And remember, it was what, a week or 10 days ago that we played the audio of Matthew Perry, and he was like slurring his speech.
I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she one point looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
I stole a clock. And
very Tom Brokaw.
He was like staring off like he was looking 2 miles down the road during the filming, and then he slurred. I stole a clock. And now he's getting whacked again because folks are saying that he's trying to make money off of COVID. He's selling a limited edition T-shirt that says, "Could I be any more vaccinated?"
You said it wrong.
What?
Can I be any more vaccinated?
Right. That's funny.
Yeah,
see, I get it.
Yeah, pretty smart, huh?
But it says, "Could I be any more vaccinated?" That's what's on the shirt, apparently.
But you said it wrong.
Excuse me.
Does Joey have a shirt that says, "How you doing?"
And then the word "vaccinated" has the little dots in between each letter, like the Friends logo. So folks are hitting him. It's like, this guy's now trying to make money off the pandemic. So Hey, welcome to Nick Reeder, the CEO of PDQ Fresh Food. Nick, great to see you back in studio again. Thanks, by the way, for the incredible array of delicious PDQ. Great story. Yeah, my kids are both home. So Chloe flew in on Thursday from college, and then Julian flew in with Michelle on Friday. Both kids, the minute they got off the plane, they wanted to go to PDQ. That was their first meal.
We love it. Smart kids. They love the good food, the great chicken.
Hey, thanks for bringing. What do we have today? You bring the spicy chicken sandwich again? And
We brought some milkshakes for y'all. We have our new banana Oreo milkshake coming up, so we did that.
Yeah,
this
is great.
Some of the spicy product that you love, and Jeff doing a couple other little goodies for you.
All right. Anyway, folks, you know the deal. PDQ is just made better. It's the best chicken sandwich in America, best new spicy chicken sandwich in America. The tenders are second to none. Nick, quick question for you, and you're a great guy with, you know, 16 Tampa Bay area locations and putting together the team members of PDQ. You know, I saw that a lot of Florida businesses, and especially here in Tampa Bay, having trouble filling positions. And, you know, one of the things is that they're hoping that when the Florida participation in the federal government supplemental unemployment benefits program, when that goes away, and it is going away, it was announced on Monday that people are going to rush back to the job market. What have you guys, at PDQ, what have you done to incentivize, to keep people working, and to attract people to the jobs that you have open at the PDQ locations?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge for everybody. We took a different approach last year. We said the key to not having an employment issue or labor issue is to retain people, to say thank you to the people dedicated to quality that were out there serving our community. So we did started last year a retention bonus where every quarter a team member gets a bonus for staying with PDQ. It's anywhere from $50 to $200. And then we do a year-end larger bonus. We do a health and wellness program for mental health and physical that kind of invests back into our people.
And also, you've sent me photos. You surprise employees, team members with, like, money for college.
We do. I show up and hand out scholarships to our team members that are overachievers. We're going to actually launch this year our first help somebody buy their first home, a PDQ employee.
Wow,
we're
going to
match their deposit and help them finance the house. So we're excited.
Not only is the food at PDQ fantastic, it's a great place to work as well.
We love it. Our people are what kind of makes it. I know our food's great, but I would tell you it's 80% the people. Hopefully they can make everybody have a great day.
Okay, that's what the P stands for.
Exactly.
It stands for people.
The quality.
Right. Hey, say hi to Michelle in Tampa. She just won the $100 gift card a little while ago.
I know, and we're going to do a biscuit tasting later today with Michelle, and Todd's going to be our biscuit taster today.
Yeah. So, Michelle and I are headed to the PDQ test kitchen in just a bit after the show, because PDQ, you know, rolling out, if you want to, at some point, breakfast is going to be, you know, on the menu, obviously.
Sure. We needed the Todd Schnitt breakfast approval. Yeah. So once we get that through through home office, I think we're going to try testing in a few locations.
Michelle's an official biscuit consultant.
Michelle is a biscuit babe, and she knows her biscuits. So we're actually going to the test kitchen to test out all kinds of biscuits for PDQ's breakfast. So,
and one last thing, Todd, for you only and your listeners, because you push me so hard, we are going to bring back tater tots June 14th, or 15th. Yeah. And that's specifically because I've gotten 800 texts from you, from your listeners asking. So you ask for it, we give it back to you guys.
So many people are asking, hey, tell PDQ to bring back the tater tots. Nick, great to have you in studio.
Thanks.
And thanks. Hey, guys, PDQ for lunch today. All listeners, you know you want it. PDQ for lunch today, or maybe later tonight with the family for dinner. PDQ. Nick, great to see you. Thanks, PDQ team. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Website is loaded, mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.